Good morning, listeners. Today is Monday, March 3rd, and you're listening to your weekly Tailwind Digital Minute. We've got a few really great stories to share with you all today, but first, I'd like to introduce myself and my co-host for this week. I'm Tailwind Search Specialist, Dave Erickson, and joining me this week is our incredible intern, Harrison Sharp.
Hello, everyone. Like David said, we have a few very interesting stories we want to share with you, ranging from changes in how Facebook interacts with mobile app advertisers to a new acquisition by Salesforce that is worth a considerable amount of capital. Now, we know that mornings are always a little busy, so in true Tailwind fashion, let's jump right into our first story of the week.
News about Facebook updating their terms of service last week began quietly to avoid bringing attention to changes of what data is still fair game for advertisers.
Yeah, so it appears that through their new terms of service statement for the Advanced Mobile App Measurement Program, Facebook has begun barring mobile app advertisers from using device-level data for anything outside of measuring campaign performance on, to quote them, an aggregate and anonymous basis.
Now, apparently this change was carried out and effective as of January 22nd of this year, and it's not necessarily a surprise considering the many times we've already reported on the privacy concerns users share for Facebook and the pressure the American government is applying to them.
For context, device-level data had typically been available to advertisers through the program in the form of raw data,
which we should add included device-level IDs, but no personally identifiable information like names or locations,
which they used for granular ad targeting and measurement.
Now, advertisers will still be able to use measurement data anonymously to gauge their overall performance, but not just those specific IDs that allowed for the granular advertising.
A contributor for Marketingland, Taylor Peterson, wrote, "Facebook has proven time and again that its data and ad reporting is flawed, which is why measurement partners are key for enterprise advertisers looking for an independent assessment. With the updated terms, even measurement partners will be barred from sharing device-level data with stakeholders, which includes advertisers."
We'll just need to continue to monitor these minor changes to data accessibility to see how this affects advertisers later down the road. But moving on to our second story of the week now, Salesforce held their quarterly earnings results call last Tuesday, where they announced not only a large jump in Q4 revenues, but an acquisition to immediately follow the results being given.
In said earnings call, Salesforce reported Q4 revenues of over $4.85 billion throughout the 2020 fiscal year, which ended on January 31st. This marks a 35% year-over-year increase in terms of revenue that led into a major bomb being dropped towards the end of the call.
That bomb Harrison is referring to would be the $1.3 billion acquisition of CRM software provider and competitor Vlocity. Vlocity previously profited from building software on top of Salesforce that was specialized to fit industry verticals such as insurance, media, entertainment, and communications.
While the actual agreement to acquire was entered on February 25th, the actual closing of it more than likely won't be seen until the end of the 2020 second quarter, meaning that there is still some time for users to get excited about the capabilities coming up and investors to watch that stock price.
The acquisition has brought Salesforce's total revenue goal up to $21 billion throughout the fiscal year 2021, with more in-depth information being posted into their news section of their site.
To close out the brief with a fun little insight from search engine land, Yelp and Google are locked in a food-related feature duel, with Yelp coming out on top.
Over the last couple of years, Google Maps and Google My Business have been encroaching in Yelp's core business values and functions, local search and reviews. Now, Yelp's been trying to fight back by implementing a multitude of new features and is now coming out one step ahead of Google.
This week's update is a new capability titled Yelp Waitlist, which is built to allow diners to join a restaurant's queue before physically arriving. Yelp's also rolling out Notify Me features to Android and web, which allows restaurants to alert users to join the waitlist and updates them on how it progresses.
Now really, this is simply going to benefit a lot of the business owners looking to grow their presence and strengthen Yelp as a whole to better promote and encourage working through their offerings and not Google's.
Well, that about covers all of our topics for this week's Flash Briefing. To learn more about some of the topics we spoke about today, head on over to findyourtailwind.com/blog, where a transcription with links to further resources will be posted following this briefing's launch. Until next week, I'm Harrison Sharp.
And I'm David Erickson.
And thanks for listening.